Nutty.
I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Darren Earl, and hey, good news, guys. Billy has still not been hit by a car in the last 2 weeks.
Keep trying. I'm too quick.
I was this close.
You should have tried harder.
I was going to say, it was dicey out by you even, actually. We're coming off the tail end, not to timestamp this episode, but Michigan and Chicago both had a very recent Snowmageddon episode.
So much. We had more ice than anything.
Yeah,
you guys
ice
got
and cold.
Snow.
I didn't even get that much.
And then the lake effect kept it going all week. It's been great. I love it.
Oh, the worst was like negative 15. I have had it every day when I walked outside to go to work. My beard has just frozen. And I'm like, great.
Fun.
It is the whole day now.
Perfect. And you're listening to Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy. That's right, we're the bi-weekly podcast that's going to find every single Pokemon. They cannot hide, no matter how many everyday objects they disguise themselves as. If you want to see any of the photos that we're going to talk about this week, all of those can be found on our social media at Delve Into the Dex, on X, Threads, Twitter, X, fuck you, Instagram. We also have a Patreon. That link is in the description as well. All the links are in the description. If you enjoy the podcast, tell a friend. Yeah, let's wrap this up, right? We're in outro mode now?
Yeah, that's it.
We're in what?
If you
want to
follow
now?
Any of us personally, I'm at Billy the Nut on all social media. This is a good recording, guys.
I got so distracted because I'm on call for work, but at the same time, so much happened. A student texted me. I just denied a phone call, but I now am questioning. No, I just let someone else into the gate of my apartment. Some delivery driver just buzzed me and then delivered to someone else. I just watched them because I can see it from my desk. And I thought Walter was at the door. So much happened the entire time you were doing that intro, Billy, that I thought
I would say, Kayla,
went through the whole podcast.
Kayla, it wasn't the intro. You've been silent for a full hour.
Yeah, I don't know if this is content or not.
We might need to restart.
I'm just sitting here rocking. Just.
Oh, Christ.
What the fuck happened? Anyway,
also,
welcome to Delve Into the Dex.
I would love... How long
now
do you think...
Now there's sirens outside my fucking window. There's a fucking fire truck outside.
Yeah, they're the first responders for the intruder that you let in.
I'm not kidding.
Are you on fire?
No, they're going past me. Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, cool.
That's
we're
fine.
Safe.
Chicago.
Yeah,
they have the.
This was about to be a road episode.
God.
I would have taken it. That would have been fun. Billy would have had to record me on OBS while I called through my phone.
She's just holding up a phone to a microphone. God, I had something to follow that up that whole bit, and it has immediately left me. Man,
I'm
that
so
was,
sorry, guys.
No, that's beautiful. Best part is we're not going to cut and restart the episode off of that.
Hey, everybody. Editor Kayla here from the future, where it is 50 degrees and my neighbor's house is not on fire, or whoever was on fire. Anyway, we go on a bit of a tangent here, so we're just going to cut back in at the very end. Thanks.
What other wacky things can happen in this intro? Oh, God!
A rat!
A flying eagle! That's not special. That's just an eagle.
It's just... Oh, Christ.
Behold, a walking man. A walk man. That's the Pokemon. A human is a Walkman.
Oh my god. I'm like, what's the wildest thing I can think of? I know, a flying eagle.
Did you just watch the birds, Billy?
And I just looked out my window, one passed, and I'm like, wow, I've never seen that.
Holy shit, they can all do that?
God damn it.
Oh, Christ. All right, now we've actually had a lot of fun, and let's actually have an intro into a Pokemon that we're going to talk about, because, guys, It's time. The hero that we needed in these cold, cold days has returned to us. We never defined this hero before, but, you know, imagine tumbleweeds, a fence. You hear a little whip crack in the distance. You hear the sound of hooves or little skittery pinchers approaching because y'all, we got another rodeo today.
Hey!
Yeehaw!
Crab rodeo!
You're gonna saddle up there, partner.
Yeah, let me put one big little asterisk, though. Hey, I know I'm like a real zoologist, and I know these aren't all crabs, but give us a fucking break, guys. They're close
They're
enough.
They're fucking close enough.
They're crustaceans, okay?
They're underwater insects. They're water bugs.
Water bugs.
Actually, they're not kind insects. Of. They're arthropods.
Whatever.
Armored water bugs.
Armor water bugs. They got their skeleton.
What is taxonomy? Fuck
we it. Already had this conversation.
I know.
God. It has nothing to do with anything. I had to do some work with caddisflies for the last few weeks. And caddisflies are... There's so many fucking caddisflies. I didn't know there was that many caddisflies.
Say it again.
Caddisflies. So many caddisflies. Caddisfly. There's no caddisfly Pokemon. Actually, one of them might count. Anyway, crab. Crustacean rodeo. You guys want to talk about some of them? Because we got some fun ones today.
Please,
sir. Hoo boy.
Hell yeah.
Okay. First things first, as always, I rolled for the Pokemon this week because we didn't have a theme going in ahead of time, and then I hit this guy first, and I knew what today was. Because, baby...
Crab.
Scrimp!
Scrimp.
Big blue scrimp!
Shrimp!
With one big claw. Prawn.
You telling me this guy fries rice? Fuck. When we get videos around eventually, I can just do the Dark Souls. Have you guys seen the Dark Souls type post where it's a shrimp standing in front of a wok and it just has the rice fried, but in like the boss defeated Dark Souls text?
I've seen stuff like that, but not yeah. that specifically.
I saw a video today that was like a new cooking utensil for... like fried rice meals, and someone posted that and they're like, this is awful, so many shrimp are gonna get put out of work.
Yeah. That's like the fucking, oh, we got wood-fired pizza. Wait, wood-fired pizza, where's he gonna work now? This is the one I'm talking about.
That's even better than I imagined.
It's so fucking stupid, but I love that joke.
God damn it.
Anyway, yeah, we're looking at shrimp. Kayla, what else is going on? He got big hand.
Yeah,
blue
he
shrimp.
Got big hand. He got yellow antennae, eyes, and on his claw. He looks very just like unimpressed. Just, hello. I'm going to call him. I'm trying to think of words for blue. Aquadad.
Oh, that's cute.
Thank you. Aqua Crab.
I don't fully remember the name of this one. Is this Clawfish?
No. This okay. is Clauncher.
Clauncher.
I like Clawfish
okay.
more, but Clauncher. I'm guessing yeah. he can throw himself with his claw then.
No, or throw this his is claw. No. Well, so do you know, and that's just the name, because it is like Claw Launcher. Do you guys know about the real animal that's called a pistol shrimp?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. This is
I
just
think
terrifying.
All seen the same. Was it Zay Frank? Did he talk about this guy?
Yeah, I think Zay Frank did he did a mantis shrimp video. Mantis shrimps are the weird guys. Pistol shrimp.
I mean, both of them are weird.
Yeah, they do the same thing. They have like they can snap their claw real quick and it creates a little like jet stream that knocks out and can break bones.
Ah.
Yeah, it has like so much pressure from like a little shrimp. But for reference,
I don't want explosive rice. No.
Well, no, he just shoots the rice. But yeah, hey, this Pokemon is literally a pistol shrimp. That's a pistol
yeah.
shrimp. This is a shrimp.
He's cool looking though. Yeah, and he's blue because the yeah. shrimp is deep sea. That's really cool.
Yeah.
The It probably does cook rice with that claw, though, because, like, the intensity of the snap, doesn't that, like, superheat the water around it?
Yeah, but then you're getting to the question of, like, what's those videos where it's, like, how many slaps does it take to cook a chicken?
Yeah.
Well...
How many times do I have to shoot a chicken before it's cooked?
He could cook maybe, like, three grains at a time. How much rice does a shrimp need? How many rice? How many grains of rice? How much rice?
He's not like a big guy. Actually, this is a big fucking shrimp gang. This is a 20-pound shrimp.
That's a lobster.
Oh my god. That's not a shrimp.
Yeah. He's a foot tall. Yeah, it's also a lobster. It's like, it's blue lobster is the thing with the two, because, you know, there's that rare mutation that a lobster is just bright neon blue.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I love shiny Pokemon.
Yeah, in real life. Which is actually, not to spoil the lead too much on this guy, but his shiny is just, it gives him regular lobster colors.
Oh, really? I don't think I've actually seen
pretty
that.
Pretty I mean, it's still Pokemon version of it, but it just makes him, like, crab colored. You know what I mean?
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But once again, my question remains.
Oh, did they do it on purpose?
About being random? Yeah.
They gotta be. I think some of them, they're just like, fucking throw it in a randomizer.
Yeah, maybe that is it. If they can't pick one off outright, maybe then they randomize it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lie. I don't like that. But he's cute. I do like this.
I just want transparency from the Pokemon company. This aspect only. I don't want them to be transparent about any other aspect of making the games. Like, don't tell me about the development cycle. Don't tell me about the resources you actually give your workers. Just let me know which Pokemon you picked a shiny for.
Let me just create a custom color palette for a shiny Pokemon. That's not a real thing, but...
I want to get so powerful in the Pokemon company that I'm allowed to delete a Pokemon.
You just look at one.
That might be the one thing we have not seen them do yet in Pokemon. It's retroactively remove love disc.
I just love
gone.
The idea of going through this podcast, getting so informed, and then becoming so powerful within the Pokemon company as, like, some ambassador that I influence them that, well, Ditto's just not cool anymore, guys. Or something.
Yeah. You fucking take that back.
Just somebody. I'm just saying things. If I go after Wormadam right away, they're going to know I'm biased.
True. Yeah. We then have to retroactively go back through our podcast and redact that audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned that so much.
I was going to say, what's the easiest one for us then? We haven't mentioned it too much. I think if we delete Kling Klang Kling Klang, I think we only lose like 30 seconds of audio, because that was our speed run for talking about a Pokemon gang.
That's true. Yeah.
Clauncher's cool, though.
Man, have we been podcasting long enough? Yeah, Clauncher's cool. But I was going to say, I love how we have... Are we just to the point now where we're just meta-podcasting whenever we talk about a Pokemon that's not hyper-interesting? I like Clauncher a lot.
That's why I brought him up again.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Clauncher's neat.
Yeah. You want to know what his whole deal is in all of his entries?
Oh, wait. Let me guess. I'm using my Sherlockian powers of deduction.
Put on the hat.
Is it the little, like, mouthpiece? Is that the thing that all the entries talk about?
Actually, his antenna.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. It's how super sensitive all of his antenna. Wait, no. Hang on.
I have a question, Dan.
Yeah.
Is he a water type or is he electric?
He's a water type.
I had a feeling he'd be sneaky electric because of his antenna. I thought maybe somehow they'd have like...
Nah. Yeah.
No,
for
I have no
most,
idea why.
Okay, because I was going to say all of the crabs... Actually, none of the crabs in our last rodeo were water type. No. Well, yeah, no, none of them. Because we talked about Crabominable, Crabrawler, and Dwebble, who were all bug, rock, fighting, and ice and something. All of these ones are water type. These are the honest... These are the Lord's crabs, you know?
Wow.
Real honest crabs.
Upstanding crabizens.
Like that old-timey guitar royalty-free thing plays in the background. It's like, you ever remember when crabs used to only be in the water? Now, we do know that carcinification is becoming a real thing in evolution. But for me... I wouldn't mind going back to the water. I've had it with these bug crabs and rock crabs and a war crime which is called crabominable. This November, vote for the crab party. The wet crab party, not the dry crab party.
Paid for by the White Crab Institute, this has been a non-standard agreement. Help me, please. They're holding my family. They're forcing me to say this very quickly. May cause diarrhea, bleeding, and bloated feelings.
Help, help, help me. Help me! yeah, no, here's its entries. They knock down flying prey by firing compressed water from its massive claws, like shooting a pistol. So, this... Oh, fuck. Billy...
That crab's got a gun!
Wow, name-dropping the actual animal.
Pistol's not an animal.
Well, pistol shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Through controlled expulsions of internal gas, it can expel water like a pistol shot, which is the one difference between this and, like, a real pistol shrimp, is this is shooting, like, well, I guess the pistol shrimp is, like, condensing the water for some of them, but this is shooting, like, it's a water gun. This is like if you had a super soaker and just hooked it up to a pressure washer.
So do we have an image of what that looks like? Does his little thumb open down like a door hinge to a lighter, and then it just kind of shoots out of there?
Nah, you expect the Pokemon Company to animate that. They kind of, the best I can give you is
that is
this.
Pretty Looney Tunes, isn't it?
Yeah.
That just looks like he's peeing.
Why is it always Wingull who's about to get iced by these Pokemon in the fucking Paldea Dexes?
Paldea fucking hates Wingull. Yeah, they're a plight to the country.
They're like seagulls, though. They're everywhere. They're pests. Yeah. Isn't that the idea?
I mean, yeah, but for reference, the Scarlet Violet picture entry for Clauncher has it just holding. It does open it, and then like stuff will shoot out of the claw. But you think they animate that, Kayla? Come on.
I'm giving them a chance.
Yeah, nah. And then this Wingull is about to get iced. This guy's
dumb. From a distance too, like an impressive marksman of a Clauncher.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want him to get sandy when he lands.
Yeah. Wants to get him in the water. Well, then he's going to have to fight it in the water. Barrascuda was the other one that just snags Wingulls.
Yep.
So, man, it's a bad time to be a Wingull.
Always has been.
Anyway, you want to know what the weird part with the other thing about this claw? Because, hey, guys, I don't know if you know this. You ever eat crab?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I had to think about it.
Because here's the other entries from this Pokemon. Ultra Sun. Its claws occasionally fall off, and it keeps a low profile until they grow back. The meat of its claws is so delicious.
They eat Pokemon.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't be that surprised.
I do like how they always have to justify with, like, any of these ones, though. It's like, oh, we don't, like, kill it. We wait for the claw to fall off and eat it.
Yeah, we just have a bunch of Clauncher's.
Yeah.
Waiting around on a farm that they can't leave, and we harvest the claws, and they're there forever, and that's a happy lifestyle. This is fine. This is normal. Eat the claw. Eat it.
I will say in my notes, I just have one sentence written which says, I would like Deadliest Catch much more if the crabs had guns. Or like just if every 10th crab had a gun, you know what I mean?
That's how that that's how that one guy died. That's how that captain died. He was shot by a crab.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, I think then it's really a Deadliest Catch. Just a one.
Pokedex entries.
Yeah, the only other one that I like is they only bring this up in got to look through my notes. Okay, they bring this up in Ultra Moon, and then they bring it up again in... Nope, they only bring this up in Ultra Moon. It moves around by jetting water from its right pincer. It has a poor sense of balance, so it's terrible at swimming straight. Which I just like the idea of a little lopsided, can only swim...
You know what it is? It's Wally using the fire extinguisher in space.
Yes.
That's absolutely it.
Just that's lopsided. How Clauncher swims.
Yeah.
What do they sound like, Dan?
Oh man, I've been so bad at remembering to look up Pokemon cries.
We got the one that mattered.
Yeah. No, we got the two that mattered because we also talked about Regirock.
Oh, we got the three that mattered because we also have Guzzlord.
Yep. That's who I thought you were talking about at first.
Yeah.
Guzzlord, the Reggies, and Cricketune. They're the three.
Okay, yeah, can confirm. Clauncher just kind of either goes like sort of deal, or like claw in the anime, and its in-game cry is nothing special.
Okay.
Dan, was there any time that this Pokemon fought one of the main characters' Pokemon in the anime and lost?
Funny you should mention that. Hey, because also, I will say, Clauncher was a Gen 6 Pokemon, and I stan Gen 6. Clauncher had one appearance in the Gen 6 anime.
What happened?
Yeah, hang on, let me get that note for you. Clauncher debuted in Going for Gold under the ownership of Rodman. That's
Dennis.
Is that, I assume,
good old Rodman?
Yeah, it's just a fisherman. His name is Rodman, and he's a fisherman. It was caught for the purpose. It did not like that and became lazy and unfriendly towards others. Its behavior eventually improved after it saved Clement's spoiler from Team Rocket. So actually, it helped Ash and his friends.
It got a full plot.
Yeah,
I'm very glad he didn't just end up on a plate.
Yeah.
They're just like, well,
time for Plan B.
You failed.
Weirdly, in the Pokemon Journeys, I think it is Pokemon Journeys. I always forget because they name their thing so terribly. And like the little farewell series that they had for Ash where he got back together, like saw Misty and Brock and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Misty caught one.
Oh, that tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just really liked it. There is a spoiler in here, but this is just Misty being excited about catching a crab, wearing a cool hat that definitely isn't anything else.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm so excited to talk about that hat eventually.
So is he like...
That's such a cool hat.
Is he big? Or is that just because of the image?
That's just
anime like
perspective.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
about
that's
the,
just
like the,
Misty thinking about
great.
Her crab.
Make him big. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, apparently Misty decided it was fate that because she fished up this Clauncher, she had to catch it. And then it hangs out for a bit. And hey, it helps the Squirrel Squad stop a fire. So
yay.
Cool. Yeah.
It got employed.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, it was a volunteer firefighter, which is honestly even... Yeah.
It's more noble.
Yeah, right? Hey.
Still important.
You're getting paid to be a firefighter? What the fuck is wrong?
You fucking sell out. You've saved people for money.
Wow.
I mean, if superheroes existed, that is how some people would act.
Well, yeah, but if superheroes existed, they would just be brand dealed. And I know that's the point of The Boys,
yeah.
But fuck, I hate that show. Or I don't hate it. It's just not for me.
There's a really funny line in the Spider-Man game. Where, like, there's a collectible that's, like, a little plush Spider-Man. And he's like, yeah, I tried to sell merch to make money off of this because I need to pay rent. But then I really quickly realized that I couldn't have them make the checks out to Spider-Man. And if they did, how would I cash them?
Right.
You have to get paid in Bitcoin to a... no, you can trace crypto wallets.
Just
and
cash.
Shit, probably.
That's the whole point, Dan.
I know.
Which, like,
the whole
if,
shitty point.
If Spider-Man started selling little stuffies for just cash only, J. Jonah Jameson absolutely would say that he's running a drug ring.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Easily.
Especially the...
To children.
I've been loving the Alex Jones, J. Jonah Jameson thing they've been doing with him lately. It's very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else is very good? Now, we've talked about a pistol shrimp, right?
Right.
How would you feel about a fucking Uzi shrimp?
Oh my god.
I love it.
It's like a blind dragon head for a claw.
Yeah.
And armor. It's really cool. He's still pretty tiny.
Kayla, I will spoil it for you. This is 4 feet tall. So this is a big, this is big shrimp.
Well, I think.
And I do think.
4 feet
of that
is the
gun.
Claw. Yeah.
Yeah. I think half of that is gun.
Oh, what do you call? Oh, it's called a sidecar. Side of shrimp. That's all I got. Side of shrimp.
Side shrimp of luck. Shrimp. I choose
side
you.
Side of shrimp. Fried rice! Side of shrimp!
Two for one special! Go!
The last one is Scampi!
Scampi!
This is Clawblitzer?
Clawitzer.
Clawitzer. Okay.
Yeah, like a howitzer. Yeah, it's the howitzer Pokemon. Oh. So, one, having its species type.
What's a howitzer?
It's I think it is. Fuck, I'm not a world.
Is that the real name for a side?
No, that's the name of a, like, cannon from World War II.
I feel stupid.
Yeah, well, that's a cannon.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. It's an artillery weapon because, and Kayla.
That tracks.
I know we just talked about Futurama before this, and maybe that's why it's stuck in my brain, but there's the bit with the death robots hunting down Bender and Hermes, and it's like, every time it's like, he said shoot! And it's just because it's like the third time they do that, it's like, yeah, she could do that, but I don't see howitzer. Somebody said howitzer!
I have not seen that one in a long time.
It's such a stupid joke, but I'm... this is Clawitzer.
I still like them, and I think part of it is because the claw looks so dragon-like.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, both of these guys are really cool to me. Like, again, I am Gen 6 biased, but...
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're too special competitively, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, they were gimmicky.
They are neat. They're cute.
Yeah.
They're well-designed.
It's like... I know we've said it before, but if anybody told me Clawitzer was, like, one of their favorite Pokemon, I'd believe them. Yeah. I don't think, like, this probably isn't anybody's least favorite Pokemon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. When you have 1,000 of them, there's some more stinkers than Shrimp with Gun. I mean, it's unfortunate, because it just is not. Again, it's Gen 6. Hasn't gotten a ton of love.
Mm-hmm.
Here's its entries. Gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they put a period or an exclamation point?
Yeah. No. It just... Nothing. It's unpunctuated.
Is it a statement? Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that from black or white? Wait, shit. That's Gen 5.
X and
Fuck,
Y.
I had one job. Shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Damn it.
Can you imagine if they put a gun in the Pokemon, a gun Pokemon in the one set in America?
That might have been why I guessed.
No. Here's what its whole thing is. Enormous claws can launch cannonballs of water powerful enough to pierce tanker hulls. And,
Jesus.
Compressed water can shoot through with enough power to punch a hole right through a thick sheet of iron. Not one of those skinny sheets of iron, but a thick sheet of iron. Yep.
Did they spell that with one C or two C's?
No, they use the THIQUE, which is so wildly incorrect that I have many problems with it.
The sheet of iron is actually 0.5 centimeters in depth, but there is a molded ass onto the sheet of iron, so it is technically thick.
Yeah, it's just cheeked up.
Is it fucking Han Solo in carbon, like that kind of mold of just
Well,
an
the
ass?
Thing is, it was supposed to be a flat sheet of iron, and then as they were molding it, I tripped.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all know. So I mean, I'm surprised that, like, you know, they didn't hear you coming up with the way that thing be clapping. Mm-hmm. You know
it,
what
it
I'm
really
saying?
Does. Of course, the tragedy is it was at a temperature to be molded at the time. So I did burn my ass off.
Oh, no.
Billy, are there pocket prints in this ass print, or were you performing harassment to these steel workers?
No. No. You see, it was charity entertainment day at the steel mill. So I was there with my local theater troupe, and we were performing the full Monty. Understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Tasteful. Yeah.
You know, I start these episodes.
I mean, hey, there are concerts in the salt mill here in Chicago. You know, it's anything possible.
I just like I start these episodes and these bits with an idea.
Yeah.
Of, like, what's going to be said sometimes. I'm like, yeah, all right. I don't even know why I fucking... Like, I just, like, I wake up and I don't know where things are going to go.
You didn't think we were going to talk about Billy's juicy
No,
ass,
I didn't think
dude?
We were going to talk about Billy's massive dumpy, but here
well,
we
Well, that's
are.
On you for not immediately jumping to that logical conclusion
Look,
when you read
it a lot, but
sheet
I
of
have
metal.
To suppress it. We think about it, but we must suppress our thoughts. Why am I getting a full screen ad for Cetaphil?
You're welcome.
That
Billy I'm
trying to help you out.
My skin.
What the fuck are we talking
Clawitzer. About? Hey, it punches through iron. It can also swim at a speed of 60 knots by using the gas in its body to expel water from its claw. Again, can only swim backwards. Yeah. Like a real shrimp.
Oh, great. You know where you could actually see this animated, by the way?
Hmm.
Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah.
This family's in Pokemon Snap.
Nice. I would say, they like never have them go crazy faced.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to dig up Pokemon. Let's see if I can find... I found a video of two Clawitzer having a standoff.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
In Pokemon Snap, and they shoot at each other.
I do want to point out these Clawitzers are swimming up front normally. So. What's the truth, Nintendo? What's the truth? That was a pretty cool duel, though. Any other cool instances of Clawitzer throughout the games or anime?
I mean, it shows up in battles. And hey, this one does do the thing, Billy. It's used in battle against Ash to defeat, oh, we've talked about that one, Noivern, before losing to a different Pokemon.
Yay!
It then lost to a different Pokemon. It then beat a different Pokemon before losing to Pikachu. Which honestly, like, hey, Ash, I'm not going to tell you how to battle. You have a Pikachu. Just always use that against the water type. You idiot. You dumb. You stupid.
Yeah, he's your best friend. Why aren't you fucking
Especially
Ash?
Especially against a Pokemon that you know he's going to no-diff.
Ash, yeah. here's the thing about Pokemon. You can talk about stats and IVs all you want. At the end of the day, it is just rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
What's that?
So, like...
I've never... I don't
imagine
you
rock,
How do I get that Pokemon?
Paper, and scissors in front of you, right?
Okay.
Now, you have to pick two of these things, and they have to fight. So go ahead and do that.
Well, they're things.
I know. They just go fight. With me. Just pick two of them, okay?
Paper and...
Okay, great. So I'm going to take this rock right here. I give it a few tosses. And I'm going to just fucking chuck it at your head.
I hold the paper... What? But that's you doing it. That's not the rock. What do I do?
You bleed out now.
Anyway.
Well, all right. That's the thing I've got forever now. Great. Good. Yeah, but that's most of it. The only other one is one of the Kalos Elite Four members uses a Clawitzer. Seabold, who I don't think any of us had him anywhere in our favorite lists, but he's the water one and he sucks. He's a shitty, annoying chef guy.
Oh.
Which is why I also think he keeps the Clawitzer, because I didn't mention it too much. Clawitzer is also delicious. They go out of the way to mention that in a Pokedex entry.
Yeah, he looks boring.
Yeah, he's just kind of like... I do also, the one thing I like in Gen 6 is when you talk to him, he's like, tell me, do you think that Pokemon battling can be art? And you can just tell him no, and he's like, well, all right.
Yeah, because he's like, well, you're not going to listen to me talk, so.
Oh, he does have his own page of quotes on Bulbapedia.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess. Art. Pokemon.
This one is before battle at the Battle Chateau. Yes, I see it now. This is a path with no end. To seek to be the absolute best is an absurd goal. Yet, as long as I am alive, I shall strive onward to seek the ultimate cuisine, the strongest opponents in battle.
The strongest opponent. I gotta find the opponent.
God damn it. Okay, moving on.
You know, here's the thing, though. Two crab don't make a rodeo, so we gotta get some more crab.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Get on up in
here. Alrighty. Whatcha?
We got Vittles cooking on the griddle.
Did you know it's actually spelt victuals?
What? Oh. You look familiar and wrong. You look like someone mixed together the last Pokemon and a Crabler.
A Crabler?
Or I can't remember what his fucking name is.
That's gonna be the new way that I greet people that I know at work when they get like a haircut. I'm gonna be like, oh, you look familiar and wrong.
I just look.
Am I wrong? This guy looks fucked up.
This is not a flattering angle, but I don't know if there is one for this guy. It's just the big unblinking eyes just.
Well, that's the best part.
Looking in opposite directions, and then the big pout mouth. Meh. Little nematode.
The constant turtle face.
Me.
Me. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's the fucking Muppet. Oh god.
Ooh, actually, I would love him as a puppet. If anyone who listens loves me, I guess make me a puppet of this guy.
You know who this is? I don't know his name. This is Beaker.
I was trying to nail it down who it was. It's Beaker Crab.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's Cronenbeaker.
Cronenbeaker.
Anyways, Kayla, name it, and you can't use Beaker Crab.
I'm naming him Cronenbeaker.
Well, if it's Cronenbeaker, Billy, you know this guy, right? Do you know this small
friend? Yeah, I know this one. This is Corfish.
Corfish.
Corfish. Yeah. K or C?
C. Like crab.
What gen is this? This looks old.
This is Generation 3.
Okay. That's what I have.
Yep. Here's what I love about this guy. So one, this guy is based more on a crawdad or like a crayfish. They have a million names depending on where you go in the world. My favorite that I've heard is ditch cricket. So,
I like that.
My buddy, one of my friends in grad school, Dan, if he is listening, told me that one. And that one's been stuck in my head forever. But here's the thing with corfish. This guy is a little shit.
Hell yeah.
Do tell.
1-2 feet tall. So this is a pretty sizable fucking crab.
Mm-hmm.
Two, its Pokemon type is the ruffian Pokemon.
He looks like a ruffian.
Oh, is he pick fights?
Yeah. This guy, all of his entries and everything he talks about is how it... Well, okay. It picks fights, it is a menace to society and people, and it overtakes populations.
As it should.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Which this is another...
In mass or as what?
In mass. This is another... Okay. Well, it picks fights on its own, but then in mass, it like takes over populations.
Yeah.
They pick a fight together.
Yeah. Which is a real thing, or it's tied to a real thing, because I am, you know, an ecologist, or not ecologist, I am a biologist in Michigan. I'm obligated to talk about the super invasive species everywhere. Do you guys know the red swamp crayfish?
No.
Oh. It is the prototypical crayfish. It is just a little lobster.
Oh, that's so shiny.
Aww.
Yeah. They are super invasive, and that is what is sort of the theory of, like, corfish is based on this guy. Because
I can see that.
He looks like...
Yeah.
He looks like the inspiration for Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, this is, like, this is the crab. This is, like, the crayfish. This is the origin, like, if you asked somebody who had never seen one to describe a crayfish, they would say a what, and then you would have to tell them, like, the core concept, and then they would probably draw this.
Yeah.
This is the average of a crayfish.
Yeah, this is I would not say the platonic ideal because this guy is, I mean, in Louisiana where it's native, it's fine. But up here, it's a big problem.
Is it a problem in Michigan?
It's a problem everywhere, my dude. It is invasive. Oh. This guy is like invasive in Japan, even like.
Here's my problem with this like we as Americans, right? Freedom, liberty, truth, justice, freedom of the press, other freedoms, I guess, America. Gah! Flying eagle.
Yeah.
We have a little thing called manifest destiny, which...
That's a religious in origin, America.
I might paraphrasing here, but I think it goes along the lines of, like, this is my land now, I take my land, goodbye, leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do we get to do that?
Here's
but the
thing, Billy.
The crayfish don't.
And so my God wants me to have it, or my king.
And that is America.
That's what, yeah.
Because here's the thing. Hey, Billy, there were people there beforehand.
I don't remember that part.
That's fair. Much like where this crayfish is going and why it's a problem, there's stuff already there.
That's not fair, Dan. That's the whole
thing. I know. That's why whenever anybody does that sort of thing, invasive biology is also just, it's a very fun thing. This has nothing to do with the episode, but I also just love there was like genuinely in the Southwest when they were getting rid of this invasive shrub, they used people who were like, oh, well, why are you getting rid of it? Like, did the reverse card onto people removing the invasive species of like, oh, so you can do it for a plant, but I can't do it for Mexicans? And it's like, that's not how this works, my guy.
Oh, no.
Like, and then it basically they had to change a lot of the word. Like, they had to change the verbiage of how they took care of the invasive plant to, like, not let their methodology or language and stuff about it get co-opted. It's, like, super interesting. I was reading a book about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just a nerd. Hi, this is my weird fetish. Not fetish. My weird functional part.
Fascination.
That's the word.
We've been doing this for 74 episodes?
Invasive biology gets me hard. Oh, yeah. Propagule pressure. Okay.
Dan, what folder did you get this picture of a crawfish from? You've already taken too long to answer. Whatever you answer now, I don't believe you.
It's my one called Nickelback music. Fuck, that's not even a Freudian slip. I don't even know what you call
it. You just mixed it up, that's all.
Yeah, I'm dumb. Corfish. Here's its entries. Its hardy vitality enables it to adapt to any environment. Its pincers will never release prey.
Never.
It can thrive anywhere. Yeah, never. Never lets it go. Once that prey's gone and reduced to dust, it's still just holding on. Just a little bit of it right there.
It wants to. It just can't.
Yeah. 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 No, that's my actual fetish.
Oh, no.
Let's see what we got. It's originally a Pokemon from a spot afar that escaped to the wild. It can adapt to the dirtiest river. It can live anywhere. No matter how dirty, it will adapt and thrive. It has a strong will to survive.
I really like to imagine any of the Pokemon scientists that are, like, trying to stop this invasive species. And then you just have the one idiot on the team that's like, if a house was dirty, I wouldn't want to live there. Let's make the rivers dirty. And then all these scientists just, like, throwing dirt into a river, like, this'll stop them. They won't want to live here.
Oh my God.
This is why the Grimer are going extinct. The Corfish have moved into the polluted Grimer streams and are outcompeting the Grimer.
Shit, we need to make a dam in the river of muck and Grimer.
We just need a sludge dam. And then, yeah, basically the rest of its entries are that same vibe. They talk about how it was originally brought over as a pet and then released, and that's how it got out, which is exactly what happens with, like, real crayfish being invasive.
And also cats.
Cats.
Cats to any island ecosystem ever,
oh,
I think.
Yeah. My God. They took over an entire Australian island.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's the other one that's like a pet that got out? Goldfish in the Great Lakes is a big problem because those things grow to be fucking huge.
Because they're just koi. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or, oh, God. For the Great Lakes, do you guys know about Paku? They're the fish with people teeth.
Oh, we've talked about this before in a hangout.
Yeah.
But
I was going to say, the only other one I like, Alpha Sapphire. Corfish snatches prey in its sharp claws. It has no likes or dislikes when it comes to food. It will eat anything. And I just love the idea of it's just like, I don't like anything. I don't hate anything. I'm just going to.
Yum,
yum, yum.
My favorite flavor is calorie.
It's a goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, like, goats would prefer to not eat a tin can,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, no. They do care. Like, goats do have preferences. But stereotypically, it's like a goat.
Yeah.
They have preferences. They just don't have limits.
It's just there this stupid fucking no thoughts head empty idiot can't comprehend the idea of like I really like Corfish's dumb face. Also, it's just to confirm this is going to be a pretty low res picture, but its mouth does open beaker style of like meh.
That's very nice to see.
Yeah, although I don't know what it is. That picture makes me feel like it just shit its pants.
Yeah.
I also love how it has these gigantic side claws and no arm.
Yeah.
That is like, yeah.
It just keeps if you look at like, away.
If you look at a real crayfish, it has like the pinchy lobster arms, but they just didn't do that with this guy. They're like, hey, what if we just like, I don't know, stuck some blue tack onto the end of a vice grip and then stuck it on a crab? Is yeah, that good?
That is it. It's just like,
yeah, no, that's well, for sure. 10 out of 10. This is your best work in weeks. Yeah, I was going to have you design any other Pokemon, but I have a gear on my desk, so I'm just going to make one out of that. We can wrap this up, call it early, because it's already Thursday. Let's go to TGI Fridays.
You don't have to be that beautiful. Nice to him because he's the boss's nephew, you know. He can take some criticism.
I've secretly been shoveling dirt into his office because I don't... If my office were covered in dirt, I wouldn't want to live there. So maybe he won't.
I'm really having a problem with your problem-solving skills as your supervisor. I just gotta say.
Listen, I'm telling you, I was hired to a very high position
in
the Corfish Response facility before coming here.
I'm sick of... There's dirt fucking everywhere.
They didn't fire me immediately. This will work eventually, damn it.
I think you need to go outside and dig. I think you need to go dig actual dirt. I think you need to get the fuck out of my office.
Anyway, would you believe that Corfish has had no major appearances?
What? That's a crime. I wouldn't. Love this guy.
I would not believe that, Dan.
Yeah, you shouldn't believe it. You know why?
Okay,
cool. Is it a banned episode?
Yeah. No, Ash had a Corfish.
Oh. There we go.
Which is kind of interesting because, so Ash has a Corfish. There's not too much, again, we could do a whole episode of rewatching all the times Ash's Corfish did a fun thing. Here's my cliff notes from Ash's Corfish. One, the episode he catches it in is called Gone Corfishin'.
God damn it.
Okay.
That's it. That's the bit. And then he has his Corfish for like a lot in the Gen 3 anime. Weirdly never evolves, because why would it? And basically, his Corfish's whole deal is being, first, before he catches it, it just wants to fight all of his Pokemon. And then it likes his Pokemon, so then it just wants to fight anything. So this is just a little fight guy.
Oh, I forgot he was scrappy, not just...
Yeah.
Chaotic.
And again, all of the things I have for its most things, like, it fights, it teams up and does a cool hit, it does a cool attack, it does a fun thing.
Okay.
I have two fun images. One of them I will share with little to no context, but do you want to see the last thing you see before you die?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Nothing can stop them.
Let's remember how fast Swellow flies.
Too fast.
I'm just thinking they need some privacy.
No, he's just... Oh, God. It is sort of that angle.
That's how it's powering the Swellow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
By the power of crab.
Thrust.
Crab dick? Is that what you're saying, Billy?
Mm-hmm. Thrust.
Gross.
That's one of the forces for flight. That's not a joke.
Fair.
The four forces that act on a plane are gravity, lift, drag, and thrust. This is an actual physics lesson now. That's the only thing thrust means. It doesn't mean anything else in this context,
I
Kayla.
I don't want physics at my crab rodeo. But, you know, rodeo speaking, this does still fit with the themes, image-wise. So, yeah, I'm all for it.
Great. Awesome. I'm glad we came around to this.
Okay. Picture two. Let me know if you guys need any context for this.
Oh, I've seen this. I don't know if I've seen the episode or if I've seen this image, but I've seen this picture before.
They performed their little hearts out.
I never noticed what the Pokemon was.
So, for reference, we're looking at a picture of Brock Pokemon. Yeah, Samba Brock and Corphish with Pokeball Maracas. I haven't watched the Gen 3 anime, but from what I've seen and reading this, there's a long-standing bit or a running joke that Brock is just left in front of a crowd of people, and so he just starts singing the end credits song to the show. And when you're asked about it, he's like, it's the only song I know. And so occasionally, Corphish will just help him out. So this is them being tired after distracting people by singing the end credits, which is called Takeshi's Paradise. Or, just Takeshi's Paradise.
I love that he says it's the only song he knows.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a translation joke or not, but I think that's so funny.
I want to believe that is it. I want to believe he sings something else in the Japanese version.
And then I have one more important appearance of Ash's Corphish, because I gave you all a falsehood earlier about Misty's Clauncher. Because Ash saw the Clauncher, the brief episode plot is Ash saw the Clauncher is, oh, Billy's just jamming out to Takeshi's Paradise.
Yeah, right, I looked up Takeshi's Paradise and it, I did not expect for it to be. I did not expect for it to actually be like a rhythmic samba beat, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry to interrupt, Dan.
Oh, fuck, that's loud. I just also like the idea of Brock has been traveling with Ash for so long, and now he has to just, let me just bang out this banger real quick.
Okay, what were you saying, Dan? Sorry.
Oh, so in that episode where Clauncher ultimately gets caught by Misty, what happens is Ash actually is traveling around with his Corphish, and they see this Clauncher, and Corphish is just like, hey, that guy looks cool. And Ash is like, let's catch him. And then Misty shows up and wants to catch him instead. They decide to have a battle, and Corphish loses to one of Misty's Pokemons, and actually gets so sad he starts to cry. Misty catches the Clauncher, but let me just send you a very important picture. They become Crab Bros.
Aww.
Crab Bros.
Claw to claw.
Crab Bros.
Facing the world. And then,
chilling in the ocean.
Swimming off into the sunset.
Well, they actually apparently just hang out together after the episode even ends and just start training.
Aww.
Yeah, they hang out, all right. At the Pokemon daycare, am I right?
They're in the same egg group, baby.
They're buddies. Come
They're gonna
on.
Fuck.
No, they're just friends. It's okay. They can just be
friends with benefits.
That's also okay.
Friends with crabs.
Just not on the kids. You know, just don't let the kids see sex. That's all. Have
You're
sex.
Gonna get an egg real soon.
I do just love this picture, which is apparently from like the after show of that same episode, of these guys training and just being buddies and Misty just looking.
Aw, she's so happy.
She ships them.
Yeah.
As fuck buddies.
They're gonna be they're gonna be fight buddies. They're fight
What's
buddies.
The difference?
You know, they're fight buddies who then just they're
enemies
gonna have a little
lovers.
Tumble and then they're gonna
Yeah.
Not even enemies, just like anime rivals to lovers.
Yeah, so what's the difference? They're gonna fuck. If I know one thing about anime.
They don't fuck in anime, they fucking hentai.
Hey everybody, editor Kayla here. We had a slight interruption because Walter came home, and so I decided to show him who we'd been looking at so far, and he gave us a ranking and a spoiler. Says he likes his stupid eyes, where he looks like he's either seen
He'd
death or shit his
if
pants.
He didn't evolve into Crawdont.
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
Spoilers!
I didn't know the name yet.
Walter,
oh my
spoilers!
Well, now you do.
What is this mutant rhino?
That's
what,
a crab, baby.
What did I name him originally?
I don't know what you said.
I feel like I...
Crab...
Now I'm wondering if I said Cronin... Cronin
yeah,
crab.
No, you said Cronin crab. Or I Cronin... Said,
yeah, because now I'm looking at
Cronin
this guy,
Beaker.
I'm like,
Cronin
this is
Beaker.
The real Cronin.
It was Cronin Beaker.
Oh,
yeah,
Cronin
it was Cronin Beaker.
Beaker.
Because we decided it looked like Beaker.
Yep, that's it. Well, yeah. I should have saved it for this guy. Now I'm naming him...
Oh, what's the name of the plant in Little Shop of Horrors?
Audrey 2.
Yep, this is Cronenbeaker 2.
Little crab, big crab of horrors, big crab.
Big crab.
I like the dark ring around the eye that it has now.
Yeah.
Of just sheer terror.
So it is now also a dark type. Also, do you want to see the last thing you really see before you die?
God. It's too tall. In case Walter didn't fully pick up on Mike, by the way, this is Crawdaunt.
Crawdaunt.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
The Dauntless Craw.
I want it to be known.
Hey, Walter, it's okay. I appreciate you offering. It's okay. I said we had to wait because the chicken is frozen. I was never going to hold this against you.
But I just want to say it. So it's on record now. Am I allowed?
Am I allowed to at any point change my mind and ask you to start peeling potatoes?
Of course.
Okay. If I get that vibe, I'll ask you. But thank you for asking.
Too craw, too daunt.
He's weird looking though. I won't lie.
It's a lot. It's a little overdesigned. Like, I don't know where the blue came from looking at Corphish. I don't know where the star head comes from.
Well, and it's like a rhino crab.
Yeah, it's also weird now that it just fully stands on two legs and has, like, the extra, like, pincers are just kind of hanging out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It always throws me off how angular and angry it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the thing. It's supposed to be, one, it's a dark type now, so it's like, oh, edge crab.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go through its entries... Hey, this guy fucking sucks because one, it's the rogue Pokemon now.
Oh,
not the ruffian.
From ruffian to rogue. Okay.
Yeah. Crawdaunt has an extremely violent nature that compels it to challenge other living things to battle. Other life forms refuse to live in ponds inhabited by this Pokemon, making them desolate places. So it just takes over a pond, kicks anybody's ass who shows up in it. And then sits there.
My apologies. It is a hippo crab.
Yeah.
and like also, because it's a rogue, you have to look out because it has expertise now.
Yeah, it could sneak up.
Sneak attack damage.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, maybe it just went into one of the bag rogues, like, Mastermind. Walter and I just talked about this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, that was good in a murder mystery and nowhere else.
But in a really fun way.
Fire Red Leaf Green. A rough customer that wildly flails its giant claws. It's said to be extremely hard to raise. I'd say yes, the 3-foot lobster is going to be hard to raise.
It's a little unruly.
Yeah. Hey, this guy's a bit of a stinker.
He's just, you know, he's got a lot of energy. You know, I'll calm him down. He'll grow out of it.
You just gotta let him run around, work it off, you know?
Here's the other thing. Okay. Loving to battle, this Pokemon pinches all Pokemon that enter its territory with its pinchers and throws them out. Or fucking kills them because those pinchers are a foot long.
Any Pokemon you can think of that is a foot tall is fully in the pincher.
Yeah. Yeah, Jigglypuff?
Well, Jigglypuff's probably fine because Jigglypuff is squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just.
It's... Jigglypuff's a stress ball, so.
Yeah. He'd be so mad that he couldn't draw on you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, I have one last entry that I need to talk about, which is from Ultra Moon, because now that we've also started with the other two. Its pincers often fall off. Unlike with Crabrawler or Clauncher, the meat in its claws is utterly nasty and stinking. So it's gross,
no.
too.
Wow. So we don't eat this one.
No.
Yeah, we don't eat this one.
This is stink
we
crab.
Eat the one that's We eat the one that's packing heat, but we do not eat this one.
It's packing heat, so it's like constantly cooking its own inside meat as it attacks.
This guy... is nowhere near as popular as Corphish. Maybe Ash made the right choice never evolving his Corphish.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he did.
He heard rumor of what it would become, and he's like, that sounds like a bad idea.
I don't want that for you, buddy. I want you to keep Samba-ing.
I like you stupid.
I like you stupid, it's safe.
See, I like Crawdon, but that's also because I used Crawdon a lot on competitive teams because he was kind of okay in lower tiers what I played.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen what other crabs are out there, this is almost the crabomitable effect. It's like, man, if only you did something else when you evolved, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to forgive Pokemon for what they did to Crabrawler. Crabrawler was perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
Was. Yeah. Anyway, here's Crawdon's major appearances. Team Aqua uses a lot of Crawdons. I know we've talked about Team Aqua before. They're the bad guys from Gen 3. Mm-hmm. Or one of the bad
flood
guys.
Flood the planet,
half of the bad guys.
Water World.
Yeah. Yeah, Flood the Planet. Archie, the glow-ups that we've talked about from Omega Ruby, Apple Sapphire. We've been
Apple
there.
Sapphire, yep.
Apple Sapphire. Yeah, the Apple Sapphire.
Apple Safari.
Apples are red. Rubies are red. Ruby Apple.
Stay focused, Dan. We're doing a podcast. Come on. We're trying.
Stay with us.
I need to stay focused, no, guys? I'm the one who needs to stay focused today?
I'm trying to help.
Is
so
that Rick the card
we're gonna play? I'm trying to correct everybody because I feel bad because I just realized what time it was.
No, you're good.
Yeah, we might not be able to get to the other two.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I mean, there's really not much. I do just like one episode called On Olden Pond, which is a reference to something, but I don't know what. It does just say the brief appearance or the brief like snippet is that there is a character named Mr. Saridakis who is using a Crawdont to terrorize a lake. And that's the whole episode description.
Is it
hell
like
yeah.
People in the lake or the fish?
Just the yes. Just, hey, I have this crab. It's going to bully everything in this lake.
No, they're just trying to make the lake upset. The water itself has emotions.
I'm going to start kicking this water.
It's the lead character from Disney Pixar's Elemental. And the water is sad now. Also, it's a reference to On Golden Pond, a 1981 drama movie.
Oh.
So really, really the hippest reference for the kids.
I mean, that's all of their names. Also, that's, again, Crawdon. Again, nobody probably dislikes Crawdon. Like, nobody. Well, I know we've heard somebody dislike Crawdon. Crawdon probably isn't, again, anybody's least favorite, but it's probably somebody's favorite.
I could see Crawdon being somebody's least favorite, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
We live in a world where Togetech exists.
I know. I stand by what I said. People have weird tastes.
That's fair. Now, I gotta bring it on home for y'all.
All right.
So obviously, in these crab rodeos, there's one Pokemon. I think, Kayla, you name-dropped both half of its name earlier this episode. But there's the one more crab that we have to talk about, right? Sorry, I don't know why this is being so weird. All I get is this weird picture of a rock.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything either. Like, it's Scarlet and Violet, like Canyon Biome.
Yeah.
I get that for sure. But I'm not... I think you pulled the wrong photo, maybe?
No. Oh, shit! No, surprise!
Guys, it's a little tick crab. What the fuck?
Two things. One, Kayla, this guy is not little. This guy is not little at all.
This guy's
just
big.
By that perspective.
Yeah.
Well, technically, that fight with him is big.
Yeah, there is a big one of these.
Yeah, the rest of them are a regular size.
They're still 4-foot crabs, my guy.
Well, regular for Pokemon, it's a relative term.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what are we looking at, Kayla?
I don't even know. I'm trying to think of a... I mean, he's a rock lobster, kind of.
Well, it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
It wasn't just a crab.
You actually got it.
It was a crab.
Hey, here's the funny part.
Rodeo.
This guy's also a rock type, so Kayla, that joke has layers.
Yeah.
Like rocks. And he's also got like a tumbleweed hairy crab vibe. But I just
Yeah, there's hairy crabs.
I can't decide what to name him. So we're going with Crab Knight. It's Crab Granite. Crab Knight.
Yeah, you did it. Congratulations, Kayla. Crab Knight.
Crab Knight.
Is this...
Crab Knight.
is this a combination? I know the name, but I'm trying to piece together what the fuck it means. It.
You guys almost fucking got me, and I don't know why. I was like, what? What?
Is this a combination of claw and cliff? Because it's named Cloth. Like
what they're going for. Okay. Because its Japanese name is... okay. Its Japanese name is Gakagane, which is, to help make it, it is cliff crab. Like, that is its Japanese name. Its English name, Kayla, is Cloth.
The combination of letters
and fluff, cloth.
It's like it's cliff claw.
They didn't want to do clomboweed or cumbleweed.
The combination of it. Its name with the way that it has just wide eyes and a blank stare.
I actually like him with his mouth closed.
Yeah, mouth closed is way better.
Oh no, I like him. Nope, I like him. I like him. No. He looks stupid. He looks stupid and so like he hums.
Fucking stupid. I also just realized something. So if you look at the Pokedex picture, they actually put like a texturing underneath the eye stalks, whereas like the in-game picture versus like the Pokedex picture, it just has hollow eye holes with the stalks popping out.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. This is a Scarlet Violet Pokemon. It's the last crab for today because, hey, let's just not talk about the, I would say, archetypical crab Pokemon.
We'll get there one day.
One of these days. Anyway, this is Cloth. It was introduced in Scarlet and Violet. Billy, you've met Cloth. I haven't interacted with Cloth too much.
Yeah.
Cloth has no appearances in the anime yet, but the new anime is airing, and I'm sure we'll see one.
Probably.
Because I have seen clips.
In the game, there's a guy trying to make a sandwich for his dog. that's
accurate.
That's the full plot. This is the same person whose AI dad you have to kill in front of him in the post game. His entire arc through the game is that his dog is horribly sick and sad. Listen, Arvin's been going through a rough time.
Oh my god.
But you need to fight 8 gigantic, not Gigantamax, just big Pokemon.
Yeah.
That are guarding Herba Mystica, which is like special plant herbs that you put on a sandwich and then feed
it
to the dog.
It makes a good sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you also get to feed it to your bicycle.
Yes, and then your bicycle gets upgrades. Like it can climb up rock walls or fly. So.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your bicycle cool bike. A Pokemon?
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert,
it's the
alert, box Kayla? Legendaries for...
Oh, wait. Maybe we did talk about this before.
Yeah.
We talked about them briefly, but the box legendaries are bicycles, essentially, that you ride. And the past version is so fucking stupid because it has wheels
runs.
And then runs around on 4 legs. And the minute I saw that in the first trailer for Scarlet and Violet, I was like, oh, I hate these games already. Or I just hate...
I bet that's just because one person thought that was funny. Because I think that's really
funny.
That
person is me.
It's funny, but I'm also like that. I don't... On a deep level, I hate that. Yeah, that's Cloth's major appearances, like you said. It is the stony cliff titan that you have to fight with Arvin.
Titan.
We'll talk
that's
about Arvin when
are.
We talk about the Pokemon. Yep.
Yeah.
But he has 2 Pokedex entries we can talk about, and they're kind of silly.
Yay.
In Violet, this Pokemon lives on sheer cliffs. It sidesteps opponents' attacks, then lunges for their weak spots with its claws. You know, like a crab. Scarlet version I like, though. Cloth hangs upside down from cliffs, waiting for prey. But Cloth can't remain in this position for long because the blood rushes to its head.
No. Oh, he's sneaky, but he's bad.
I just like, I need this guy to get fleshed out a little more because for me, I don't get why it's solo rock type, like, and a crab. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
2, he's just so silly and dumb. I don't hate him, but I'm just confused.
He has so much potential. And it's what they do with him moving forward that will determine if he, like, you know, makes a name for himself or just becomes another Shuckle and a joke.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I found the gif I was looking for. But when you encounter the big one, it's just hanging up there, and then it just can turn its eye stalks all the way around and be like, huh? Saw you.
Yeah. Cloth.
Yeah. It's just a weird one. A lot of, like, they have a few of these weird ones. We won't talk about it this episode because I think we're wrapping up and it's not a crab. But the worm, for me, fills a very similar role from Scarlet Violet as this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like the worm less, but we'll talk about that when we get to the worm.
Yeah, when we get to a worm, what's like a synonym? The worm corral.
Yeah.
Worm con. No,
how many
we'll
worms
worm
are
con.
There? Because that won't be comparable.
No, there's not. But
did we
anyways, Kayla.
Oh, hi. Billy.
What did we learn today?
I learned Christmas can come early when it's crab rodeo time.
Yeah.
Woo!
Saddle up the crabs and round up the other crabs.
I also learned that everyone agrees a good-looking crab is a tasty crab, and an ugly crab is
bad crab.
Disgusting.
Avoid that crab. Not avoid a fan it. Of crab. Ladies and gentlemen, drumroll please. Today we talked about 5 crab Pokemon, which adds to our total of 275 Pokemon covered, which leaves us with 750 Pokemon remaining.
Wow, an even 750. All right.
Very nice. Because we currently have 1,025 Pokemon in the National Pokedex, and I'm going to double check that now.
Yeah, I was like, did you add on the new little guy? Because we do have a new little guy.
Yes, 1,025.
Alrighty. I like a nice round number. Pokemon, don't fuck this up by releasing a movie this year.
Pokemon, don't add anything. Just stop. Yeah.
Again, I'm with Kayla. I think we're allowed to delete, like, I'm going to say, like, 20. We can just, like, remove.
No one will miss
these.
Yeah,
but I would like to personally choose one of them.
Can one of mine be Crawdon?
Do you get to make a new evolution for Corphish? Because I think like a Galarian Corphish or something, it would go
oh
hard.
Yeah,
but that's
that
just
deserves
me.
A glow up. Anyways, we're done with the episode. We're not talking about this anymore. Yeah. If you want to see of the things that we did talk about previously, though, once again, on our social media at Delve Into the Dex on X, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, all one word, type that URL in somewhere, I guess. We also have a Patreon. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with a friend. Let a friend know. Share the thing. Give it a like. Answer
engage.
The poll. Crab Rodeo.
Engage.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Let's feed the algorithm.
Is the Q&A just going to be crab? Well, I think the Q&A for the last one was just crab with a question mark.
It might have been. If you want to follow any of us personally, I'm at Billy the Nut on all social media.
I am at Kayla_Cooney on Instagram.
And I'm at drill.1.name on Instagram. Now it's a crab outro, and all I can think of is I've been trying to... I don't have a singing voice. I was born without tone and rhythm, but I'm just trying to do Big Iron, but with a clauncher.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's like the Johnny Guys. To the town of Alameda rolled a stranger one fine day with a clauncher on his hip.
Dang, Flabbit, the crabs are running down the watering hole.
I done did have a crab down there snip me right on the way in, you know what I mean? Yeehaw!
Crab! Go get them crabs! Go get them crabs, you good for nothings!
The dang Flabbit crab has run off with the spittoon!
This place ain't no such thing as civilized. It's crabs so in love with greed.
Do something, crab!